Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Richard Scott Jacobs podcast. This is Scott, your host. So I was wondering how everybody is today so far. My day was okay, a little hectic at work, but other than that, it was good. I enjoyed my day today. So I want to find something to play. Hollywood. Let's play this one. I want y'all to hear this one because all this is real.
I remember you very pointedly saying, folks, they're going to bring back human sacrifice, the UN Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They're going, it's Aztecs, my favorite. So I heard you say back then, and I thought that was a little off, right? I was already kind of conspiracy woke at the time, but I thought, surely not. And you know what I did, Alex? I went and I got at my library about 40, 50 of the elite books. And I went through them all. I plowed through
them.
And
I did the same.
And sure enough, you were right. I actually tracked down examples of where global elitists like Arthur Koestler and Ghost of the Machine, he says, you know what? Since everything is natural, anything that occurs is natural. It's all just natural process. All of history includes human sacrifice, cannibalism, these kinds of things. It's all just natural. There's nothing wrong. So here is one of the top Royal Society type elites literally saying everything that you said. So that's what I did. I went and I launched into all these books. I plowed in because you said that's what you did. And lo and behold, you were right. And I think what's really mind-blowing is that it's not in one book. It's in every one of their books.
Well, that's right? The thing is they all say the same thing. That the Wall Street Journal thing saying, dreaming of the end of humans or whatever the headline was. It's the same weird thing. It's unimaginative. It's just like, die, roll over, give over your humanity. It's the only way you live. It's the same message. Die. It's alien. It's alien. It's die, humans. Die, humans. Die, humans. Die. It's the same message over and over again.
Yeah, it's the entities that rise up. It's the same spirit behind this, right? Who does Tim Leary say is the father of this era? He says Crowley. He says this in the introduction. He wrote the introduction. He says Aleister Crowley and the talking to all the entities. That is the spirit of our age.
Jay Dyer is an author, comedian, TV presenter, known for his deep analysis of Hollywood, geopolitics, and culture. In his graduate work focused on psychological warfare and film, he's the author of two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, the co-creator and co-host of the television show Hollywood Decoded. He's been featured on numerous popular shows and podcasts. We really appreciate him coming on jaysanalysis.com while he's still there, Jay Dyer on YouTube. So much to cover, all these big Hollywood people committing suicide, all this pedophilia coming out in the open, what's happening with Trump, the whole world. Thanks for joining us. They've got a big audience of folks. We really appreciate your perspective. Where do you want to start first on this Tuesday, June 23rd transmission?
Well, thanks for having me. We can start with what you said when I watched you back in about 2004 or 5. I remember you very pointedly saying, folks, they're going to bring back human sacrifice, the UN Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, they're going, it's Aztecs, my favorite. So I heard you say back then, and I thought that was a little off, right? I was already kind of conspiracy woke at the time, but I thought, surely not. And you know what I did, Alex? I went and I got at my library about 40, 50 of the elite books, and I went through them all. I plowed through them. And sure enough, you were right. I actually tracked down examples of where global elitists like Arthur Koestler and Ghost of the Machine, he says, you know what? Since everything is natural, anything that occurs is natural. It's all just natural process. All of history includes human sacrifice, cannibalism, these kinds of things. It's all just natural. There's nothing wrong. So here is one of the top Royal Society type elites literally saying everything that you said. So that's what I did. I went and I launched into all these books. I plowed in because you said that's what you did. And lo and behold, you were right.
Let me tell you, I remember 20 years ago reading official UN documents where they said, we should bring back human sacrifice, a lower population, and we should make pedophilia the center of the new family. I'm not the one coming up with this, but these people are crazy. Where do you think it stems from?
Well, ultimately, the battle is spiritual. As you know, it's a cosmic, you know, primal battle between good and evil. Lucifer, the fallen angel. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was just reading in the last few weeks some of the Psychonauts. If you're familiar with Terrence McKenna, if you're familiar with Tim Leary, you know, all these guys working at the behest of the CIA to promote the MKUltra / mind control LSD phenomenon. And one thing they consistently say is that, like you found out when you were, you know, talking to Joe Rogan on that top podcast of all time, you guys were talking about the float tanks and talking to the entities. Well, I tracked down where they talk about that. And John C. Lilly, right, the famous dolphin creeper, right, who had a thing for dolphins. Well, he also worked for the ONI, worked for the CIA, in doing signals research and brain chip research back in the 50s. That's why they recruited him. And you know what he says in his autobiography? He says, I went into the tanks, and I went and I talked to the aliens, and they told me how to come up with all this mind control. That's what he says in his autobiography. So once again, you're proven right on the most popular podcast.
Well, but I mean, enough about me. That's the crazy part, is we're not the crazy ones. All of big tech is on record. I've even talked to a few of the guys that are big names that aren't part of them. They're like asking, can we defeat it? Because they're like on the fence, should they join it? And they're literally in these meetings, and they know they're talking to aliens. But then the aliens tell them it's genetically imprinted on you.
Yes.
And so it's actually true. It's not just, they're not just giving us the knowledge. We've already, it's like we've done it before or something. It's like we're more advanced than them, or in an embryonic stage. I haven't figured it all out, but this is crazy.
That's what Lilly says. Lilly says that there's two programs in us. He says there's a program from biology that goes back to the, you know, ancient times. And then there's this other program that they want to install in us to override that, which is the next stage of evolution, which you talked about yesterday, I think, when you were covering the Wall Street Journal piece. That next stage of evolution is seen to be the omega point, which all of these technocrats and all of these, what would seem to be counter-establishment
figures,
like these sort of archaic revival, let's go back to, you know, everybody just laying around in dirt and filth, you know, being hippies, basically. They're actually the same movement. They're all connected, and you need to look no further than Burning Man. They all go to Burning Man, the tech elite. They all trip their mind, blow their minds out on acid, and they have initiation rituals at Burning Man. This is all confirmed now.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think it's going, and how do you think it's going for them?
Unfortunately, they are getting the upper hand. So I just got demonetized the other day on YouTube. So in fact, a year ago, when InfoWars was banned across all platforms, at the very same hour that you got banned, I had my entire website deleted. Just no warnings, no nothing, just deleted. Like 10 years of movie analysis, 10 years of research, just deleted.
By the way, it's important you say that, because they use my banning as a cover for a mass ban.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, well, so it took me a month, thousands of dollars to rebuild everything that I've done for 10 years. I did have it backed up, but as you know, it's just a nightmare to play, you know, hopscotch. They want you hopping around to all these different things, and you can never build up, right? You have to constantly...
Exactly. You're always spending your time just surviving instead of winning.
Exactly. Exactly. And that was the technocrat plan long ago. I mean,
what do you think they're doing
Brzezinski
today?
And I would go, and I read Grand Chessboard. Really. I read Between Two Ages, and I think... What was amazing about Between Two Ages is that Brzezinski says, not only did we have to co-opt society and bring this technocracy, he even said religion. He said religion needs to be co-opted. We need to steer these churches into becoming basically fake fronts for World Council churches, National Council churches, all Rockefeller created stuff, all in the Rockefeller's biography. They brag about it, right? David Rockefeller has whole chapters on Bilderberg, on all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was all, what blew me away was that it's all in their books.
Bilderberg,
I mean, Brzezinski has a whole section on weather warfare, right? And he wrote that in, what, 72, 73?
Let me give you an example. I was talking to a high-level CIA guy just the other day. I'm not bragging about it, it's just a fact. And he was just telling me, I already knew all this, but he's like, yeah, we do maneuvers going back to the 80s with just the military doing a drill, and we would black out the sky with the dishes we have that can create rain. And he goes, yeah, no, it's the local Doppler radar. We really control it. It shows you Doppler, what's really going on, but it's secondary, and its main function is blocking out. But sometimes we got to have jets fly over and spray it, and that way the Chinese and the Russians can't see what our drill is. Now, again, I already know that, but the general public doesn't get, even if somebody who's like, well, you know, high-level CIA, DARPA, whatever, but the troops all knew they were blocking it out. all the Green Berets out there doing the drill for, you know, grabbing nuclear weapons from the Iranians. They have a drill to raid Iranian nukes. They blocked the sun out for a week.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in the 80s and 90s and whatever. We'll come right back with Jay Dyer. Jay'sanalysis.com. Great guy, smart guy. He doesn't need to pay me any more homage. We pay him homage. We pay all you homage. I want to hear where he thinks this is all going. On the other side, straight ahead. Stay with us. We got big announcements. Start of the next segment. I mean, big announcements. And Jay Dyer will ride shotgun with us. Jay Dyer, as Jay'sanalysis.com, author, researcher. So get into it. What would you call this period of time we're living in? What are the big topics and issues you want to hit that you want to cover for the listeners and viewers out there? Because to me, this is just a crazy time. I see the left committing seppuku, suicide, going crazy. Then I see all these other forces. What do you think is really behind it all?
When you talk about the Trump dimension, it's like we're entering the Manson dimension. You remember what Manson talked about?
I mean, I'm just kidding. We're going to have Jesus and Lucifer in the same side of things.
Manson literally said we would have race wars. I'm not saying Manson was a prophet. He was obviously a lunatic. But, you know, this blending of opposites, this is all alchemical. That I was talking about Leary before. Leary said that the age of transition, this age that we're entering into, he said it would be an alchemical transition to an omega point, to a singularity, which, again, you talked about that in the past. And so, you know, ironically, the last of the Global Elite's books that I got, I've gone through about 45 or 50 of these now, is Klaus from Davos. Guess what Klaus has an entire chapter on, which, by the way, if you talk about it, you are a lunatic. But Klaus has a whole chapter on geoengineering, right? So here's this book, Fourth Industrial Revolution. This is where they're going. This is where we are now. Great Reset. They just talked about this the entire week last week. Great Reset time. This is austerity. This is everything the banking elite planned for 100 years, technocracy. And Klaus says that the Internet of Things, nanotechnology, biotech, it's all going to roll in now. This is the age of transition.
And the new vaccines are not vaccines. They have nanotech that reprogram our cells. They skipped animal trials. It's just here. They're not playing games now. They're just moving on us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, remember Brave New World. We've all heard of this novel. Maybe not as many of us have read it. I recently read it after reading it back in high school. You know, you don't even know what's going on. And what does he say in Brave New World? He says that we can't have Mustafa Mon, the world socialist controller. He says we can't have the masses reading Shakespeare, watching, you know, good productions. We've got to have this degenerate, toxic culture. And he says we have to keep even the real scientific discoveries from people. This is what he tells John the Savage in the novel, The World Socialist Controller. He says we have to do this because the people can't handle it. They don't care. They don't want to know that stuff. So we have to dumb them down and destroy them. So that is a game plan. That is not an expose.
That's right. His brother ran the UN. He said before he died in 62, this is our battle plan.
Julian, which, as you know, coined the term transhumanism, he wrote UNESCO's philosophy. Go read that 50-page thing. All he says in there is everything that the technocrats say. He says we got to lie about everything about what we're really doing. We got to pretend like we're liberals. We got to kill everybody off. And he says it is eugenics, right? It's not eugenics in the sense of like, well, we're going to pick one master race. He says we're going to pick, like Moonraker, like Hugo Drax and Moonraker, we'll pick the top from the different races. And then just kill everybody else off. So the breakaway civilization Moonraker plan is real.
That's exactly what my dad was told as a junior in high school with the head of the body department running a secret eugenics operation. He said, listen, we're not like the Nazis. We're just going to kill all the dumb people. We'll have the smart blacks, the smart whites, the smart Jews, the smart whatever. And, I mean, these people really have a plan, and they're running things. So how do you think your plan's going?
Well, unfortunately, right now, they have rolled out a lot of the technocracy. I mean, if you look at the way the Fortune 100, Fortune 500, they have coordinated efforts that have gone on for the last several years globally. You see things culturally roll out, and the entire corporate establishment across the world promotes it everywhere, right? All the banking, all the elite, they promote the same things. COVID was a great example of this, right? This coronavirus COVID hoax was nothing but a giant psyop. They even wrote articles in the New Scientist saying we're living through the greatest, largest psychological operation in history.
Damn. What do you think about
that,
guys?
Well, I can ask some questions here, but you're definitely over the target. What do you think they're going to pull next? Because they've pulled a lot of stuff lately. It seems like 2020 is kind of a metaphysical, esoteric year for them.
It's a good testing year. I noticed to see that what they can get away with.
Patterns of what we've seen in 2020 tended to be election-based, politics-focused. You know, they're calling for this coup against Trump. Publicly, Biden does it. We're fumbling over his words, stumbling, hardly talk.
Like a drunk
man. And then we see the CFR write that article about how it's time for the military to please get rid of this guy, take him out. This definitely needs to happen for justice, right? So a lot of this is election-focused, but a lot of people are focused only on the election. I always try to stay focused on the big picture, and the big picture is to roll out this next phase, this next business plan phase of the technocracy, right? UBI, all of that. I just came across an entire essay by one of the technocrats I know you know about, changing images of man. Remember Willis Harmon? In 1981, he wrote an essay about how they would have essential and non-essential workers, that you would have to demonstrate your viability and usefulness to the collective to even have work or to have possessions, right? You're not going to have a car. You're not going to have a phone. You're going to have to demonstrate that you need those things for the society, for the collective. You'll be given a purpose, right? And in 1981, he said that UBI social credit system would be rolling.
You remember, guys, there was a show that came out, I think, The Colony? I think the name of it was. It was a society, like, in the future. If you didn't do as they command, you didn't eat, you're either dead, or you're prisoned to be a slave. That's what the show. But they based it on aliens. You know, and I caught myself when I was watching it, and, you know, I got into season two of it, I think, and started realizing, damn, that's almost us. I just thought I'd share that with y'all.
Non-essential workers. Is that crazy?
And that's what Bill Gates is openly doing with his new education. Exactly. Imagine the ultimate racism level. Not what color you are, but this elite, foggy computer decides if you're essential or not.
Yeah, computer.
Guys. Yeah, remember Tragedy and Hope? A lot of people talk about the later chapter where Quigley goes into the banking elite and the, you know, Rockefeller Foundation, all these different groups funding the leftist movements. That's very important, but a lot of people forget right smack in the middle of...
You know, it really bites my blood, the stuff that this government pulls, and we the people just let them get away with it. Why are we not practicing our rights by the Constitution? Rights to bear arms, you know, rights to overthrow government when they go over their boundaries, you know? We the people are in power, not we the government. Come on, people, think.
Look, there is the chapter on the managerial society, the managerial technocracy. And even in that chapter, Quigley, back in the 60s, right, he was basically writing this book exposing the CFR's entire approach to world government. He was at Georgetown. He was Bill Clinton's mentor. This is a key book. It's crucial. I've lectured through all 1,300 pages if people want to go see my lectures. And what he says is that there will be basically AI in cities running everything. You'll live in, just like you've talked about,
and they're already
white
trying
box,
to sell AI,
you know,
dogs.
Barren cities of computers running everything. It would be like living in a Walmart. You're going to live on the aisle of Walmart, right? You're going to live on French fry aisle or something, right? And your neighbors are going to, but you're going to be like just this, you know, glob of a human, this test tube, gub, snail man, you know, micro machine.
That constantly has to virtue signal like a chicken or a pigeon pecking the deal to get a piece of grain. It's all just like a Pavlovian ritual where you're in a box going, peck, peck, peck.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think what's really mind-blowing is that it's not in one book. It's in every one of their books.
Well, that's right? The thing is they all say the same thing. Like that Wall Street Journal thing saying, dreaming of the end of humans, or whatever the headline was. It's the same weird thing. It's unimaginative. It's just like, die, roll over, give over your humanity. It's the only way you live. It's the same message. Die, die. It's alien. It's alien. It's die, humans, die, humans, die,
right.
Humans, die. It's the same message over and over again.
Yeah, it's the entities that rise up. It's the same spirit behind this, right? Who does Tim Leary say is the father of this era? He says Crowley. He says this in the introduction. He wrote the introduction. He says Aleister Crowley and the talking to all the entities. That is the spirit of our age.
Let's talk about that with Jay Dyer straight ahead.
And
the pedophilia coming out of the religion. engine of the evil and how we stop it. You've got alchemists, magicians, drug addicts, CIA, Aleister Crowleyites, who believe taking DMT and other drugs, that they're interfacing with these demons that give them these plans. Whether this is some genetic remnant or a real spiritual communication, regardless, scientifically, they're a death cult that's taken over. Your elaboration on that and where you think it's going and how it's going for them and what you think they'll pull next and what they would do if they had control, because whatever you want to talk about, you're a smart guy, when I hear from you.
Well, it goes back to Plato, right? So if we look back to Plato's Republic and we look at what the ancient philosophers said, that's actually an elitist manual for how to govern and run society, right? Plato and the Greeks invented this idea, not just of eugenia, of eugenic regimentation, but also the idea of communism, right? The idea of the guardian class, which is at the middle of that Platonic period, or a pyramid. That guardian class has everything in common, right? And they can pretty much do whatever they want to with the lower proletarian, you know, slave class. And so there's a strict view that everything has to be quantified mathematically and regimented and controlled. That's the origin of technocracy, of quantification. Fast forward all the way up to Malthus and all those characters, the Galtons, the Wedgwoods, you know, you read all those people and they're just saying, look, we need to use this model to govern and control society, right? And so they give everybody these false paradigms, these false worldviews, these overlays that are synthetic, these fake worldviews. Meanwhile, they sit back as this kind of scientific priest class, which, again, Leary, Jose Delgado, they all talk about themselves as the priest class. In fact, I was reading Jonas Salk the other day, the hero that we all think is a hero, right? Did you know Jonas Salk wrote a book called Survival of the Wisest, where he says that the elite priest class have to step up to the picture, to the table, and commandeer evolution. This is what they all say. They say, we have to commandeer evolution to control where the species goes, and that will include mass experimentation on the human population, right? He says that, yeah, exactly. And that, so the survival, the wisest that he's talking about there are the smart ones that Leary talks about, who are the scientific priest class.
And by the way, let's talk about just one little data point that's like the thread on the sweater. Gates gets up and all these pieces and says, if we give an old lady cancer treatment when she's 80, we got to fire 10 teachers. Well, if you know about the economy, the more service you give, the deeper the economy and the more jobs. Once you say someone loses for you to gain, that's not a renaissance economy. That's a conquest economy. Those actually implode. More service, more love, more altruism builds a better society. But the very liberals that say they want to give free stuff say, kill an old lady, you get 10 jobs. No, you're making yourself worthless too. They've already got robots ready for that. So just the mathematics Gates says of, yep. Oh, we kill an old lady. How is killing an old lady getting into hiring teachers? It's not mathematics. It's just a fraud he puts out.
Yeah, it's just made up, right? Well, we get those numbers down, and then I can, if we have less people, then I'll have more New Balance sneakers that I can wear, and everybody will work.
And he just wants the power to kill, but I mean, that's what I'm saying, exactly. He just states things that are never even true. He goes, it's like saying, well, we need the science. Fauci says Americans don't trust science or authority. Well, you lied about everything about COVID. Why would I listen to someone? I go buy a car and they say it's brand new and it burns up on the highway 5 minutes later. I buy another one. It breaks in a week. You're a liar. It's not, quote, I can't handle science. I can't handle psychotic liars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a humiliation ritual, right? This is the Maoist element of this, the youth revolution. They would do these humiliation rituals. Like, that's what they're doing here, is co-opting Gen Z, make them into this Maoist revolutionary youth brigade, and they're all totally at the behest of the Fortune 100. I mean, imagine thinking that you're fighting the system when the entire corporate establishment is giving hundreds of millions of dollars to what you're doing.
And by the way, go back to that video of Fauci with the guy in the clown outfit, all acting official and male and powerful, when they're all just yes men. Go back to that footage. So who's on top of this, Jay?
Well, you have, of course, according to Quigley, the Bank for National Settlements, those powerful banking families and empires at the tip top. And then you've got under them this sort of, the way the Anglo-American establishment by Quigley describes it, is this society of helpers, right? These are the 6,000, Rothkopf book, you know, the 6,000 managerial class of the
super class.
Idiots. Yeah, the academic idiots who think that they're into this and that they're going to actually help things. And you know, they buy into the BS, basically, all of these professors. I mean, I had just the worst experience in college with these professors, right? But they all believe it, right? They believe their own BS. going to be part of this elite class and that they're going to fix everything. And they don't realize that, of course, the elite helper class are the first ones to get eliminated, right? In any of these Stalinist type revolutions, right? And it's funny because you read H.G. Wells, you read Bertrand Russell, they all laugh about this. They all talk about it. They're like, well, you know, obviously the traitors to the existing people, that's who we eliminate first, right? Because how can the coming regime, you know, trust the traitors, right? So that's the irony of the whole, like, you know, so.
Yeah, I'm not bragging about this, but I've had the globalists, they haven't tried in like 7-8 years, literally try to hire me because they know if I joined them, I'd really join. Like if you joined them, I'm sure you'd actually do it. With their people, they're all backstabbers. Like, what must that be like to be around people always jockeying for a better position? It just sounds like a nightmare. But right back with our guest. Stay with us. We see the collapse of Hollywood. We see all these big producers jumping off. The last few days, 4 or 5 of them committing suicide. Others getting arrested for pedophilia. I mean, really, it is collapsing. And they're then launching all their weapons at once. Race war, societal collapse, COVID-19. But really, we should be rejoicing because this...
Guys... There's a lot of stuff going on in our world right now. And I really want y'all to understand that I don't believe it's going to get any better at all. So the only thing we got left to look up forward to is the return of Jesus Christ. To get our hearts ready for when we pass over to the other life, and we can hopefully have peace and serenity in heaven as long as we read the book of life. Well, your name will be written in the book of life, but as long as you read the Bible, let's put it like that. God loves every one of us. He didn't leave not one of us out. He loves us all. No matter what we do, he gets disappointed, I'm sure. But I ain't trying to go on no preaching sermon. I might try one day on here, see how it goes. I used to be able to spit words together pretty good when I was younger in church. So... that's the Richard Scott Jacobs podcast. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Apple, Anchor, Google, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and others. You can find me on my Facebook page, The Scott Jacobs Show. Follow me. Leave comments on my shows. Thanks, guys.